This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We hope you're having a great day. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. Guys, it's Thursday, where it's Boneless Thursday. Buy one, get one boneless wings. All right, we're taking a look at the combine. There is a guy, and we're just going to mention this to you, okay, that is having a really good day. He is a guy that is projected to be one of the top edge guys in this draft. And ironically, Mike, he is a guy that I also told our guys, and I'm talking about Turtle and Orn, this is probably early in the week, about him. He's Texas A&M, and he is having a good day. Now, the thing is, at his size, what he played at during the season, he was about 285, maybe been big. He was maybe bigger.
Right.
And I told the guys, I said, the problem with him and what I'm hearing is he's kind of out of shape. He's explosive on tape. He is a playmaker, but he didn't get as many sacks as a lot of people say. Well, his ability, and you know how I feel about this.
Right.
I talked about this Will Anderson, like your ability and what you showed us, I'm not completely sold. So today we find out that Shamar Stewart, 40-inch vertical, Mike, he jumped 40 inches. This is a big dude. And everybody, his D linemen were like, yo, this is impressive.
And like a 10-foot broad jump as well.
So he turns right back around and then jumps 10 feet 11, which is like in the 1 percentile of all the guys in the combine who do this. You're talking about Myles Garrett-type numbers. So all of a sudden now people are like, all right, well, maybe we didn't anticipate this kind of athleticism from him, but he has lost weight.
Right. Well, the book on him is he's a South Florida kid. You know, he's part of that million-dollar class with A&M. Is the work ethic. That's how many times you and I were talking about this yesterday. Does he have his head screwed on straight? Well, I mean, what does that make? I don't care how you got here, but you're here now and you're ready to go and you put the work in and you're killing it at the combine.
Yeah.
Is that how you look at it as an evaluator?
Well, I look at it as he was a guy that, to me, again, was out of shape, played really well, was an interior, you know, a dominant interior defensive lineman, however you want to phrase him, however you want to use him. But at the end of the day, now I think he's going to be potentially moving up because, again, you can't teach this. You can't teach this kind of athleticism. And the fact that he's lost weight tells me, Mike, he's committed, and people have been telling him, yo, you are out of shape.
Yeah, he was 300. Now he's 280, listed at 281. Some guys have him at 6'5", some at 6'6". But this is a guy, we have been bringing this name up as far as right where it's funny. Our buddy Mike Johnson said, come on down to 15 where the Falcons are selected.
I'm just telling you.
From the morning shift.
So anyways, that's just an interesting tidbit. Let's talk about our general manager. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our poll question's up. It remains a hot topic, and rightfully so. What is your grade for Terry Fontenot? And how do we get to this? Well, let's just recap, because we started talking about the Kirk Cousins, good, the bad, what's real, what's bluffing, and it led us down this road of, okay, we understand that situation and circumstance, but what do you think about our general manager? And I said to Mike, well, when I think about last year when we said, man, we need to go get some edge rush, he took a chance and rolled the dice on Judon. Boy, we need to improve our safety situation. He took a chance and went and got Simmons. It's not his fault those guys didn't turn out to be as good as we thought, but he took a chance. You look at the draft picks. Again, there have been a lot of hits, but as Mike mentioned, there's been a lot of misses. So we went around the room, and you and Oren and Turtle all gave him C minus. I think even as you rephrase it, you may have even given him a D. But what do you think right now, as a grade, a letter grade, what would you give Terry Fontenot? And this is before anything happens this offseason.
Yeah, I still got to go. I'm going to stick with a C minus. That's what I said when you first asked me. I'll stick with that. And I voted C on our poll question at Dukes about 929. I mean, when you don't make the playoffs, even if you give him the first year as a pass because of the salary cap situation, you still that's 3 years of sub 500 football. We're yet to be over 500. We're yet remains to be in a playoff game. We've missed on too many defensive pieces.
Yep.
The Kyle Pitts pick was a mistake. You know how I feel about the Cousins thing. I think if you believe in Penix, and just go get Penix. Do whatever you got to do to make Penix your guy and save that money for Jonathan Grenard, who wound up with the Vikings, and then you don't have to go get Matthew Judon late in the preseason. So that's where I feel I fall on this. I also threw in, just to remind people, where the hell did the Deshaun Watson thing come from? Is Terry unable to say no? Now, I get it. It's hard to say no when it's Arthur Blank. Could you have said no to Arthur Smith about Kyle Pitts if Arthur Smith was the driving force? But the Deshaun Watson thing, that was a disaster. That exited Matt Ryan even sooner. This is all on Terry's watch. That's why I give him a C-. Areas of positivity, great skill position players in Bijan and Drake. We believe in Penix Jr. He's created great depth in the defensive line. And Jesse Bates was one of the great pickups, as was Ellis.
And O-line, too. O-line, right?
Yeah, and Bergeron. Bergeron was a great pick. But he's never gotten the defense right.
So, with that said, and the reason why we're asking you this is simple. Now's his chance, right? Now's his time. This is the offseason. This is when he's going to make an impact on this football team. Where we go and what we do moving forward will depend on the kind of players that he ultimately believes are difference makers. Guys, he's going to get all this information. And look, when they talk about collaborative, it's great. But he's going to get all this stuff from the scouting department, Mike, Ryan Pace, the assistant general manager, all these people that are involved, they all are going to talk about it. But to your point, it's going to be on his watch. Whether we think he's making the picks, which I will say 3 years ago I did not think he was, or not, it's on his watch. And so some of the picks that Mike's talking about, I'm here to tell you guys, that wasn't Terry. It just wasn't. But it's not fair to say that without people being here to defend themselves and say, yes, I made that pick, right, or Terry didn't. Either way, he's the general manager. It's on his watch. So you're right. Those are the things that we look at right now.
And we talked about this earlier. Yes, at the time back in St. Patrick's Day 3 years ago, I wanted Deshaun Watson. I'm all for it. Energize the fan base. Let's do it. Thank God we avoided that landmine. I just would love to know why we even went. It got us in hindsight, Carl. Why I got it down the road as far as it did.
Yeah.
And you know, a tough spot, as I said, with the owner to say, Arthur, we can't do this because even if we get him in here, we're going to have like basically no margin for error with anything, with free agents, other players and the draft. We'll have no picks because you're gonna have to give everything to the Texans to get them. And even then, you know, as John Chukwu argued that day, it was gonna leave us basically, you know, in the weeds. We have a nice quarterback, but nothing else.
Well, it's kind of where Cleveland is right now.
Exactly where Cleveland is with Myles Garrett.
So, you know, and they've got a lot more better right, players around Deshaun Watson than we currently have. At least, you know, 2 years ago, that was a Super Bowl caliber roster. It's not anymore. I don't believe that. And, you know, now they're moving on from Chubb and all these things that are going to take place. It would have been a different scenario for us. But at the end of the day, what do you think? 404-726-0929.
I just don't think how the grade could be anything better than a C when you haven't had a winning season.
Well, again, I say this, that you're right, but is that coaching? See, Arthur Smith kept telling us for 3 years, we got to score more points. Well, damn it, score more points. Devise a scheme to score more points. Put an offense on the field that scores more points. That is coaching ultimately, and when you talk about it time and time again, how much of that responsibility falls on the guy that's not here or the guy that currently is when you say, we went 7-9 again, or we won 8 games. Dude, we were in position to win 10. That's not Terry's fault.
Well, the thing is, Fontenot's also the guy that got the job based on his ability to find diamonds in the rough in free agency. Have we really done that? I mean, we mentioned Jesse Bates and Caden Ellis, but I mean, everybody else has kind of been meh. Onyemata has been meh, speaking of former Saints. We've missed on the draft, on the defense. Look, offensively, the skill position, we like where we're at offensively. But I just think defensively, which has been the problem, you know, if you want to fix an organization that has a classically, historically terrible pass rush and you still can't 4 years in, You know, and then on top of that, today, this is just, it's pecune, but it bothers me that they say, it's all defense. We're not talking to anybody offense. It's all. And then we find out the offensive coordinator, the offensive line coach is there anyway. But it's okay. But that's just to placate the fan base, which is basically, Carl, just don't make it even worse than it is. You can't draft defense, but this year, we're going to fix the defense. It's all defense. That to me is weak.
The scouting defense.
Like, I don't understand what your problem is.
Because it's gimmicky. It's marketing. You're telling your fan base, I can't draft defense, but I'm going to get it right this year.
No.
And our defense is so bad that I couldn't put together that this year we won't even talk to an offensive player in Indianapolis. It's all defense, all 45 interviews.
It should be. And here's where I'm at. I see it differently. I see it as, you know what? We understand what our weaknesses are, and we need to focus all of our energies on that. And so we've got the entire staff up here evaluating and looking at these guys and talking to these guys as much as they can in these interviews and helping us with this process. That's how I see it. I don't see them ignoring. Guys, there's tape everywhere. They want to talk to any of these offensive guys.
Yeah, but why even say it? But why even make the whole rigmarole?
Because I think they want us to know we understand what our weaknesses are just like you do. And because of it, we are emphasizing, we are looking at defensive players because that's where we got to get better.
But it's disingenuous to a football fan out there in his car who's got a brain, because you know it's...
What's disingenuous, Mike, is if they draft an offensive guy and they say
this. Because here's the thing, Carl. You've got a plan for your draft, and then somebody moves up. All of a sudden, somebody isn't there, and the guy you thought, whether it's a defensive tackle, edge rusher, corner, and no, we didn't talk to offensive players. That's just silly. That's why you go to the combine. It's the one-stop shop. Yes, you have pro days and you evaluate. I get that. But to me, it's just, why even bother being the gimmick of saying, we're only going to talk to, it's silly. It's more about this tail wagging the dog with this organization.
All right. I disagree. And I think here's the other part too. If they draft an offensive player, you okay with it?
If you can't get all those guys, if Shamar Stewart's gone, if all the dogs are gone,
on,
if Mike Green is gone, well, what are you going to do?
Come on.
Then you're going to take some dude from Pudwacker State?
No, but
because you're going to draft for need?
You have been screaming louder than anybody about the defense, and you're willing to sit here and be like, yeah, I'm cool with if they take a guard or a tackle or whatever's going to be
there. They've never done anything I've wanted, say, for twice in 25 years. I'm not expecting it this time, but I know what we need. But they may also be of the opinion, we're going D-tackle, because they believe that Braylon Trice is going to come back from the injury, or they believe in Brandon Dorlus, and coaches said as much.
Well, defense is defense. I mean, like, that's my thing. What I'm saying is, if they go wide receiver, you cool with it?
Because the only thing I would be cool with is an offensive tackle. Because you've got to protect Caleb. You've got to upgrade from McGarry at some point, or you got to find the heir apparent for Jake. That's the only thing I would accept other than a defensive line piece or a corner.
I'm not. We've got to get
if the
better,
circumstances
younger,
faster. But again, you don't always, unless you move up in the draft, Carl, you know what very well. You don't get to dictate who you're going to. You got guys on your board you want. Sometimes they're not there.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
They're not. But there'll still be defensive players there.
Yes. In the
and
second
you've
round.
Take a defensive
in
guy.
This in the second. I'm just telling you, if you box yourself into a corner because you've been so bad at something and then double down on it, that's not the way I would play the general manager card.
404-726-0929. Again, that's semantics to me. I mean, like, seriously, we're talking about them focusing on the thing that we all care about and the thing that we all want,
right.
But yet you're pissed off about the fact that they're telling us?
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.